Suffering, read by Jules, 217. The quiet humming of the hub's computer seemed exceedingly loud. Jack had been sitting in his office for a little over 3 hours, trying to diminish the ever-pounding headache. He had died twice at the hands of the Cyberwoman, and the result was the blinding headache. It was the same every time he came back. He'd have a headache for about 24 hours before he'd feel normal again. The Weevil alarm went off, the sound like shards of glass breaking inside his head, but he couldn't ignore the alarm. Climbing to his feet, he picked up what he needed before leaving the hub. His vision kept going out of focus as he ran along several streets towards the Weevil's location. The Weevil in question was ransacking a little corner shop, obviously looking for some food. There was no police around yet. Jack headed over to the Weevil, trying to keep his focus on the job at hand. He came to a stop a few feet away from the creature. "You know, you could wait until the shop opens to get your groceries," commented Jack. The Weevil stopped tipping over a crisp rack to turn towards the intruder, snarling an answer like it had understood what Jack had said. It turned away to carry on what it was doing, ignoring the threat behind it. "Oh, come on, you're not going to ignore me, are you?" Jack walked through the broken door, his boots crunching on the shards of glass. It seemed the slow crunching of glass irritated the Weevil as it turned back around. "See, now I know you really don't need to be here," said Jack. He didn't normally talk to the Weevils until he had them cuffed or secure in one of the hub's cells, but then he wasn't feeling his normal self at the moment. His headache hadn't diminished at all. The Weevil snarled something in response before it started advancing on Jack. One of Jack's hands was hidden inside his coat, his fingers curled around the cool metal of the webley. Snarling deeply as though giving Jack some sort of ultimatum, the Weevil didn't stop moving forwards. In a minute it was standing face to face with Jack, its mouth twisted, showing its sharp teeth. Jack gripped the gun tighter and subtly removed it from his jacket and brought it round so it was pointing at the Weevil's midsection. Unfortunately, the Weevil had noticed the weapon being drawn, and in order to save its own life, it lashed out, its clawed hand catching Jack in his side, ripping through the layers of clothes, drawing blood and knocking Jack off his feet. Cursing, Jack got back to his feet unsteadily and tried firing off a round, only to find that the fall had caused the trigger on the weapon to jam. He didn't get a chance to pull the Weevil spray out of his other pocket, as again he was thrown several feet. This time his head connected with the concrete pavement, and his already blinding headache increased tenfold. The Weevil advanced again, this time preparing to finish Jack off. It raised a hand when a bullet tore through its shoulder. Howling in agony, the Weevil took off into the darkness to tend to its own wounds. Jack raised his head, trying to make out who had come to his aid, but his head was foggy from losing so much blood, and all he could make out was some tall, smartly dressed figure before he passed out, thankful for the darkness that encased him, giving him some peace. Yanto was sitting in his living room, a tie twisting through his hands, a nervous gesture that he had picked up. It had only been 24 hours or less since he'd lost Lisa, and now her killer was lying in his bed injured. He didn't know what had possessed him to bring Jack back to his little flat. Maybe it had been the amount of blood spreading across the pavement. So pushing aside his anger for the man, Yanto had half carried and half dragged Jack back to his flat. Once he'd put the man on the bed, Yanto had taken a step back and watched as more blood soaked through the man's tops. Yanto had thought he'd feel glad, maybe even justified at seeing Jack hurt and bleeding, but he hadn't. He just felt empty and slightly guilty, so he'd struggled to get the bloody clothing off and cleaned and bandaged the wounds up. Once he'd finished, he'd shut the bedroom door and sat himself down on the sofa. He knew he should have phoned for Owen, but Owen was still pissed off at him, and he knew Jack wouldn't appreciate being taken to a hospital, so he was stuck with him until Jack was healed enough to leave. Yanto let out a sigh and ran a hand through his still mussed up hair. He hadn't really sorted his appearance out since Lisa. He couldn't stand the pain that thinking of her brought, and tidying himself up would be admitting that she was gone, and he was washing her from his life. But he knew he had to carry on. He couldn't just stop and give up. It wasn't what he did. A sound in the bedroom caused Yanto to look up at the door. He wasn't sure if he could face Jack. He was still twisting the tie as something landed with a thud on the floor. Swallowing thickly, Yanto got to his feet and slowly made his way over to the bedroom door. Taking a deep breath and schooling his features so it gave nothing away, he pushed open the door. The sight that met him wasn't one he'd expected. Jack was half on and half off the bed. It looked like he'd tried to stand and failed miserably. Letting out a sigh, Yanto settled Jack back on the bed without saying a word. "You're not talking to me," mumbled Jack. "You need rest, sir. Talking isn't productive to rest. I'll be fine in a couple of days." Yanto didn't bother to reply. He just straightened up the cover and turned to leave the bedroom. "Yanto, we need to talk. Just rest, sir." The next morning, Yanto made some coffee for himself and Jack. He felt calmer now as daylight. He hadn't yet had the chance to grab a clean suit or a shower, so he was distinctly crumpled. Yet the thought of facing Jack didn't seem nearly as daunting as it had done last night. Pushing open the door with his shoulder, he saw Jack trying to peel off the bandages from his forearm, shoulder and torso. The weevil had cut Jack up pretty thoroughly. The shirt he'd been wearing had had to be thrown out. "Sir, you need to leave the bandages on," said Janto. Looking up, Jack replied, "So you're talking to me today? I brought you some coffee, sir." Janto placed the mug on the bedside table and made to leave, but a hand on his arm stopped him. He tried not to look at Jack, but when Jack didn't say anything, he had to look. "We need to talk," said Jack, stressing each word. "You need to rest, sir." "Bullshit, Janto, I'm perfectly fine. You were mauled by a weevil, sir. You need rest. If you don't talk to me, you'll what, sir? I'll fire you." The silence in the room was deafening. Janto pulled his arm free and left the bedroom. If Jack wanted to fire him, so be it. He didn't care anymore. He heard shuffling in the other room before a muffled curse was heard and a dull thump on the wall. "Janto?" Janto snapped his head up at Jack's voice, and he could see the other man was struggling to stay on his feet. Without thinking, he was at Jack's side, arm wrapped around his waist and guiding him to the sofa, helping him to sit down. "I'm sorry," whispered Janto. "I know, but you lied to all of us." "How long was she there?" asked Jack. "Not long after I started, I brought her to her. I thought she'd be all right," admitted Janto. Jack shook his head. "The Savage Woman tricked you, Janto. It's what they do, and they think it's what humans should be like. Maybe they had the right idea." "What?" "All the pain, it hurts, even after the person that's causing the pain has left. That's what makes us human. Without it, we aren't anything, just a shell," replied Jack, before quickly changing the subject. "How did you find me?" "Sir?" "Last night." "Oh, I live not far from where the weevil attacked. I heard the gunfire, sir. You said that you'd watch me suffer. Why did you help me?" asked Jack. "I just did," replied Janto, getting to his feet. "I need to change the bandages." Janto didn't speak again as he took the dirty bandages off and put some clean ones on. He was surprised to see that Jack was starting to heal, and he couldn't stop the soft smile crossing his face as Jack fell asleep. Shaking his head, the smile disappeared as he disposed of the dirty bandages. He couldn't think of Jack as a friend, he just couldn't. He hated him, didn't he?